Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again this afternoon for the privilege and the honor that we have to set again to listen to your word. Lord, it happens to be the last service of today. We thank you for your blessings, Lord, since we came in here in the morning, the Sunday school, Lord, the morning service, Lord, this little rest that we have, the worship service, oh God, all that has been done, oh God, Father, preparing our hearts for your kingdom. We pray, Father, that you help us, that our worship will not be in vain, oh God. Commit ourselves to you at this hour. May you help us, oh God. Be gracious to us, Father. May you come by again and reveal yourself to us, oh God. Draw us more closer to yourself, O God. Further your kingdom in our lives, Father. Bless the reading of your word. Bless the hearing of the same. In all the nations of the world where your children are gathered in like manner, Lord, may you bless their gathering. At the end of the service, Lord, may we have cause to thank you. Blessed be your name. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen. While we are still standing, let's turn our Bible quickly to the book of Isaiah, very familiar Isaiah. Text, Isaiah chapter 6. Read from verse 1 to 8. Just as the associate said in the morning and the Sunday school teacher said, we shouldn't be weary of repetitions of them quotes. If you are very familiar with it, it could also be a blessing to you. And it could be a new thing for somebody. So never you get to a point that you think you have known the quote too much. And that when the preacher takes a text, I know what the prophet said in that text. Never you get to that point. In the year that King Uzziah died, verse 1, I saw also the Lord sitting upon a throne high and lifted up, and his train filled the temple. Above him stood the seraphims, each one had six wings, with twine he covered his face, and with twine he covered his feet, and with twine he did fly.
Àwọn seraphu dúró lókè rẹ̀, ọ̀kọ̀ọ̀kan wọn ní ìyẹ́ mẹ́fà. Ó fi méjì bo ojú rẹ̀, ó sì fi méjì bo ẹsẹ̀ rẹ̀, ó sì fi méjì fò.
And one cried unto another and said, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is full of his glory.
Ìkíní sì ké sí ìkejì pé, mímọ, 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 ní Olúwa àwọn ọmọ ogun, gbogbo ayé kún fún ògo rẹ̀.
And the post of the door moved at the voice of him that cried, and the house was filled with smoke.
Àwọn òpó ilẹ̀kùn sì mì nípa ohun ẹni tí ó ké. Ilé náà sì kún fún èéfín.
Then said I, Woe is me, for I am undone, because I am a man of unclean lips, and I dwell in the midst of a people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen the King, the Lord of hosts.
Nígbà náà ni mo wí pé ègbé ni fún mi, nítorí mo gbé. Nítorí tí mo jẹ́ ẹni aláìmọ́ ètè, mo sì wà láàrin àwọn ènìyàn aláìmọ́ ètè, nítorí tí ojú mi ti rí ọba Olúwa àwọn ọmọ ogun.
Then flew one of the seraphims unto me, having a live coal in his hand, which he had taken with the tongue from off the altar.
Nígbà náà ni ọ̀kan nínú àwọn seraphu fò wá sọ́dọ̀ mi, ó ní ẹsẹ̀ iná ní ọwọ́ rẹ̀ tí ó ti fi.
And he laid it upon my mouth and said, Lo, these have taught thy lips, and thy iniquity is taken away, and thy sin purged.
O si fi kan mi ni enu, o si wi pe, kiyesi eyi ti kan ite re, a mu aisedede re kuro, a si fo ese re nu.
Also I heard the voice of the Lord saying, Whom shall I send? And who will go for us? Then said I, Here am I, send me.
Èmi sì gbọ́ ohun Olúwa pẹ̀lú wípé ta ni èmi yóò ràn án, àti ta ni yóò sì lọ fún wa. Nígbà náà ni èmi wípé
May the Lord Jesus add his blessings to the reading and hearing of his perfect word in our hearts in Jesus' name. You can be seated. God bless you. I greet you all in the name of Jesus Christ. And I say, God bless you. It's good to be here again. And I want to greet the pastor and the assistant especially. God bless you, sir. Because reality is indeed setting on me. Thank you all for your prayers. As that switch said, I think the days are counting. And we just thinking, Lord, if I have to speak, what do we speak on? And this message just dropped in my heart. Just like the other time I was sharing with the associates, you know, when I talked with the children at the Sunday school there. The spirit is one. Because you must be born again that we took there. So when I came to the larger audience and I saw this topic of spiritual adoption with reference to you must be born again, I said, wow, the spirit is one.
Then this morning
again, when the associate was, you know, taking his sermon, somehow passed through this sermon of influence. And I was thinking, I said, God, will I still re-echo it again? Something just pressed, just go. Yeah, it could be for one person. So I trust that somewhere God will just bless us with this word in Jesus' name. You love the Lord? So this afternoon, I want to fellowship around this message the prophet preached. And he titled it Influences. Amen.
Amen.
Don't let your attention be divided,
please.
Yeah, I think the prophet preached it about 7 times.
So,
different series. Then I think 6 times he had influence it like that. Then he preached one influence of another. And you know, we are living in a great day of influence, whether you like it or not. Let me just start this way. Let's see what Webster Dictionary said influence is.
Then
we'll read from the prophet said. Yeah, because the prophet loved to use Webster Dictionary. Now, Webster say influence means the power or capacity of causing an effect directly or indirectly. Gives another one. It says the ability to shape others, you know, shape what others think. Shape what others think, feel, or do without you using a force. I think that's why the prophet said in several of those sermons that whether we like it or not, our life is influencing somebody. Now we read from this one he preached 1963, 01, 12. Paragraph 33. The Bible says, you know, there is so many of us. And most all of us, God bless you, my brother. You know, most all of us influence somebody by the things that we do. And the way we live. And the things that we say. We influence somebody. Somebody is watching your life. Whether you like it or not. Somebody is watching you. And then, when we profess to be Christians, what type of life should we live if somebody is watching us? If your life that you live here reflect an influence on somebody, that their eternal destination will rest upon the way that you live. Do you hear what the prophet said? Their eternal destination will rest upon the way that you live and the things that you do, for they watch you, especially to preachers. But as the pastor used to say, if God judged the preacher by the Bible, just know of a surety God will not relax his standards. The same way he judged the preacher, that's the same way he's going to judge every one of us. And I think in this church we have grown so well. We are taught so well to believe no man is your example. Can we say amen? I know that's why sometimes you don't, people hate you. But you must have your stand, brother. I don't believe in disrespect. Oh, sure, I don't believe in disrespect. I believe in respect 100%. But a man that doesn't respect the word of God, I cannot give him the respect that God's word say we should give someone that's
old.
You know, because we live in a day that people want to use hate to, you know, suppress you. Because why? They have influence. They try to establish wrong thing. And you are saying this thing is wrong. And they stand there. Who are you to correct me? I know when they get back to you. And how dare you correct me? The Bible said, remember the people that you are leading, or people that are watching your life, their eternal destination, take it up, brother, it rests on the way that you live and the things that you are doing. You go to churches, you see the way people act and behave, especially people say, let the pastor start to do a thing one way. Maybe the pastor, if they are praying, he jacks his head like this, which might not be bad. Say you watch the people follow suit. As it goes that way in the right thing, many times it happens in wrong things. I'm saying reality, I'm not telling you them things. You go to places, you see systems are wrong, and you are trying to correct it. For example, I'll not mention the church, I won't mention the pastor. You have been to a place where, you know, a pastor, I'm not telling you denomination, I'm telling you message church. The wife was a treasurer. I will try to correct it. Say, who are you to tell me this is wrong? influence. May God help us. Let's continue paragraph 34. Ransom, you see that scripture we read, you know, Isaiah, a great influence Uzziah was to Isaiah, the young prophet. And you know, Isaiah had been called to his side and being a noted, vindicated prophet of his day. I believe the way Isaiah spoke it, he was that Uzziah had a great influence upon Isaiah. Just like any man can have influence on you. But as the prophet advice, be careful who you take for your example. You know, we live in a day of fashion. Fashion is okay as long as it doesn't contravene the word of God. Fashion. It's okay as long as it doesn't contradict the word of God. We live in a day, just like I was sharing with some ministers, that our own time is very easy. When you hear a quote, you just press, the thing come up. In the days of our fathers, it was books. Look at the books here. We are not using them again. One quote, they will search. It might be 1 month. They are just looking for one quote. But today, you can just press it, you'll find the quote. It's fine. But behind that, beside that, how is the life of the person that can just bring the thing up? What stand do you have for the word of God? Are you someone that take man above God? Remember, the word of God is not respecter of person. God respect those that respect his word. Amen.
Amen.
You watch a pastor bathe his hair in a particular style. Before you know, the church members are doing the same thing. Young people, listen. Somebody say, I don't have anything against Elvis Presley. I don't have anything against Elvis Presley as a man, you know. But the thing I have against him is the way he lives his life. He comes in as a religious singer, play the guitar and whatever. After the church service, when he go after Sunday service in the evening, he went to a club and play the one they play the club. So it's one leg inside the church and another leg in the world. Rabbi said, and every child in America, they wanted to start patterning their hairstyle like his own. You know, the thing made me, I started, look, who is this? How did this Elvis Presley, you know, did his eyeballs and his hairstyle, you know? And the prophet was just against, you know? And I was thinking, oh, then I look, it is not just about that hairstyle, it is the spirit that go with that thing. Amen. That's why the prophet warned us that if we see the world going one way, we should not go that way. Especially when you get to cases like this where there are question marks. You better leave it alone. Oh, I see a pastor, he wear chain. But just say, can I wear chain? So the pastor is now your Holy Ghost. The pastor is now your standard. Oh, I say pastor, you wear jeans. Just like we don't have anything against jeans. But the kind of jeans you wear can tell the way your life is standing. Young people, you know that. Oh, sure, you know that. They have gym today, they have that. They design with different pockets. Just make it look somehow crazy. Baba said, be a gentleman. Young boys, be a gentleman. Don't look like a rascal. Yeah! In that place is plenty there. You know, they wear trousers, they be there. I said, come. She did your ash. Why they walk like this? Say, pastor, now wait till they say yes. Yeah. I said, don't see. You want? Okay, me, wait. This one, where they wear now? No, if you find this, I want. Now, pastor, they wear suit. Then the one you are wearing, who they wear? Na Yahoo boy. Don't wear it again. They wear, you know, those things, and you know, sometimes young people tell you, you don't want us to live our life. But that is not the thing, brethren. Young people, that's not the thing. The reason why. Maybe the pastor is hard on you on that area, or your father don't want you to buy that kind of jean. There is a spirit that goes with that fashion. Whether you like it or not, when they begin to wear those clothes, before you know, a kind of spirit of pride will enter them. You see a boy of 12 years old, you can't talk to him again. He will tell you, what do you know that I don't know? It is the spirit. They can come to the church and look like fine Christian people. But I think we understand better by the prophet. Rabbi said, it is not in the church that you live your life. He said, your best and your worst, you live it at home. Is that correct? After the service today on Sunday, when are we going to come back? It's Wednesday. Someone that is not converted, after this service, he will go to club. He will go and smoke. He will drink. He go meet his girlfriend where he put somewhere. He will chat with somebody. Influence. Somebody is watching you, remember. Is the message of the hour hard? It's preparing us for somewhere. Remember, heaven is a prepared place. By who? Our God. And it is for who? A prepared people. And you think you go there with your crazy jeans? You tear it here? I don't know what they are doing. Fashion. Remember, there is a spirit behind it. They buy wristwatch. He said, it's 30 billion gang. 30 billion gang. They know what I'm talking about. Because why? They have taken Davido to be their superstar. I don't have anything against that man. But remember, every man has a spirit. Every dressing, every attitude, every kind of life that you live, there is a spirit that goes with it. And there is a destination to all those kind of life. It's good for believers to have money. We need money. But regulate it. When your quest of money is not giving you God, Throw that money aside. Oh yes. Because what good will your money do you? Especially in this day that we live in today, where everything is falling apart, where you are not certain. I hope I will not put fear in your heart. As we are preaching now, maybe gone people come.
Yeah,
I'm beginning to do. Where will you be, brother? Where will you be, sister? Young children. Because there are children like you they have kidnapped too. You are not better than them. I tell my family, we are not better than them. We are yet drawn by the grace of God. Then is it this time that we should be deceiving ourselves? You say, oh, the reason why I'm doing it, Pastor so and so is doing it too. So you take the man for your example. Remember, every road it leads to a destination. Let's see paragraph 36. That's now, okay, I think that's a very fine example for we parents today, is to set an example before our children. Now you leave your best and worst at home. And I think that our lives, though the children might not just exactly act like they are noticing it, but they are noticing it. Don't you never think that they are not? Because they are watching. I have them now. They know my custom.
A
few days ago when I returned back home, and they were greeting me. So I wanted to greet my wife. He said, are you people have not hugged yourself now? Then I begin to lie. I said, oh, I said, these children are watching. As a prophet said, whether you like it or not, it is not what you say with your mouth. It's what they see you doing that influence their life. Oh, sure, I know my children. When I'm not there, they can carry Bible. The same way I'm preaching, like they will be preaching. I know many people in this church that they take as influence. I know many people they take as influence in this church. That's why when I see them, they are doing something that is wrong. I'll just shout their name. Timothy. What are you doing? Like yesterday, I was resting after we came from the ministerial meeting. But in my sleep, I just heard them saying something. I think maybe God just wanted me to. So when I heard them, I just tried to picture, because I was in the bedroom and they were in the living room. So I tried to picture what they were, you know, they were trying to do. I knew it was a wrong influence. He had taken somewhere. So I asked him, where do you see that thing? He said, from television. Oh, sure. Man said, those things are here to stay. I said, where? He said, auntie house. Oh, sure. Because today, father has got something to do. Mother has got something to do. The man said, I will neglect
junior.
I'm not saying that I neglect my children. But just telling you, you know, sometimes when you send your children to school, and because you have work to do, you have certain time you will pick them. When they leave school, you send them somewhere else. So for them, that's where they got that. The auntie has television in her house. But this lady has a very good Christian, you know, character. But that particular thing I heard them say, I know it was a dance. It was a dance they were talking about. And that's why you parents, you have to be very sensitive to what your children are doing. Understand the times and seasons we are living in. In my sleep,
I was there, he said, oh, yeah, put your leg like this. Then shake.
Me.
From this day, I just call his name. What's that? It is influence. Whether you like it or not, they will hear it. In their school bus, they listen to wrong music. You can't say you will not take them to school. When they have their party in their school, they get DJ that play uncensored music. It is we parents that need to do our job. Are we there? That's why Brother said today is not children delinquency. He said it's parental delinquency. Family altars is dying today. When you are bringing it back in the church, people get angry with you.
Why?
You don't know that the preacher is trying to deliver you. He's trying to help you. Satan doesn't like your family. He wants to take your child away from you. That little time, 10 minutes, 15 minutes of a morning, make sure you establish it in your home. When you are forgetting to do it, your children will tell you, Daddy, we have not prayed today. Yes, get to that level that it becomes a culture. Before they take their meal, teach them to pray. Because we live in a day that, you know, the world is so bad. Moral dying. If you are not careful, we will just raise a bunch of rascals. Yet, we are holding on to Malachi 4. May I go again? The fact that we are following Malachi 4 gospel doesn't mean all our children will be. There will be true seed. Just as you are this morning. If the prophet of the age will say what is here about his own children and his own family. You know, sometimes people say, you are talking too much. No, people say we are talking to more
preachers.
But just as you heard this morning by the associate pastor, we are going to be dead sincere. Oh, sure. Because God will judge us as preachers by what we say. The life that we live. Because it is influencing somebody. Now, Barbara said, don't you think it is only the preacher alone? 37. Now, not only the children are watching, but the neighbors are watching. Not only the neighbors are watching, all that you are associated with, they watch you. This is pulpit. One word came to my mind, I don't want to say. Parents, be careful of the kind of word you say. Especially we parents of nowadays. We call ourselves Gen Z parents. I don't know where we find that word. Your child is wrong, carry cane and lash him. You say, Brother Joseph, you are wicked. Bible says the rod of correction is what will drive out stubborn to house. You see your child on his spoil in your hand. Remember, they are watching you. The people in your church, they are watching you. The people that you do business with in the market, they are watching you. After your confession, and we should always try to reflect Christ in everything that we do. Amen. Let's see the one the prophet preached 1963:11, influence, paragraph 53. You love the Lord. Now we find out that though a good man, blessed man of God, if God bless you, you stay in the category that God has called you in. If it is a housewife, I will re-echo it again. Not everybody will be an housewife. It's a calling. It's a calling. Not all wives are housewives. Yeah. No, we have got in the day that people ask questions. Yeah, we have got to answer them by the word. Yeah, there are some wives that will walk. But if you choose that path, make sure that you are a Christian in that path. If you also choose to be an housewife, that you just sit down in your house and you take care of the house, take care of your husband, take care of your children, and pray, it's also a calling. It's a walk. Yes, it's a walk. And if God give you that car as a man, respect her. You hear what I say? Respect her. Pay her well. I do not mean salary. I mean pay her well. Don't make her suffer in your hand, brother. If you want eat ice cream, provide it for her. It's your wife. Remember, she stay home. Pray for you as you are going to that your work and doing hard labor. So when you come back, if we tell you that today I feel like taking ice cream, if you have the money, buy it for her. Because if you don't do it, katakata will enter the house. Yes. He will tell you, because I'm not working and earning salary, I want to take ice cream now. You do not give me. Because somebody will also watch her. How she serve her husband. How she take care of her children. And somebody will say, I want to be like sister so and so.
Bye.
Are you there? If it's a tailor, be a Christian tailor. Can we say amen?
He
said, if I choose to be a Christian tailor, it's only people in Christ by Tabernacle that will give me work. It is good enough for you, sister. Yes, it is good enough for you. You so show me your front, and you so show me your back, and you know that you don't believe it. Your conscience alone will even judge you. Oh yes, your conscience. Why not be a Christian tailor? You might be a laughing stock in your store, but people will know that that tailor is a different one. If you are looking for someone that will sew woman trouser pants, she will not sew it. If you are looking for someone that will sew, show me your front, show me your back, she will not sew it. Somebody can be watching you. If you're a business person, the man said, remain in that business, reflecting God. Be a Christian businessman. Because somebody could be watching you. Through your nature and the way you do your business, don't you know you can even bring someone into the fold? You can save a soul. The duty of saving souls, the duty of saving souls is not only to the preachers, it's to every one of us. In our corners, we are supposed to save souls. May God help us. Whatever God has called you to, let it be that. Because he wants you to be a real housewife, to reflect your influence upon another person that will want to be a good housewife. Do you see that? That's why I said, brother, if God give you a woman that says she just wants to stay at home, don't compare her with another one that is now going for master program, or that is pursuing a doctorate degree. We can all not be the same. We all have our place. Respect that woman. Because in that capacity, she's serving God. Her life is reflecting God. May God help us. And if you're a good businessman, let your life so be that it will reflect Jesus Christ in your business. With honesty. With integrity, with things that really mean something, let your ye be ye. Don't be somebody that will give somebody, meet me 10 o'clock. Majority of us are guilty. And 12 o'clock, you are not there. They won't take you serious. May God help us. I know this could be hard. This could be stretchy. But it's the truth. Let us be a man of our word. Oh sure. And may I say, because I mean, we are all in it. If you are doing a business and you have partnership, you are doing people, and perhaps maybe you don't meet a fellow and so, brother, I need so, so and so sometimes if we are not careful, we might not keep our word. But be a Christian brother and go back and say, I'm sorry, brother, that I couldn't keep my word. Please bear with me. I will pay my debts. They will respect you. Be a man of honesty. Be a man of integrity. With things that really mean something. Because somebody is watching your life. Don't be a don't be a boss that you have written something, a bylaw that you don't live by. People will just say, this man just talk with mouth. They won't take you serious because they are watching you. You are influencing somebody. God has to have a real housewife. God has to have a real teenager in school. Are you there, young people? He has to have a real minister. A real businessman, somebody that will reflect him, because yeah, they see in you Christ. No matter what the rest of the world has gone to do, that has not one thing to do with you or her. We are responsible to God for our lives and our experience with Christ. Amen. Now we find out that in this place, in his place, trying to take the minister's place, that's Uzziah. Someone telling him he's out of place, telling him he shouldn't do that. You see that he's out of place. He became angry. Angered. He was so angered until his face turned red. Come here. Do you know who I am?
So
when that kind of statement starts coming out,
brother,
just know that you are falling for your position as a Christian. That statement is not a statement from a child of God. It's a statement of pride. Papa said, you want to know who you are? Get a bucket of water. Dip your finger. Remove it. Tell me, is there a hole? Or dip your full hand inside that bucket of water. Bring it out. Tell me, is there a hole there? That will tell you that we are nothing. But Pastor, but the problem of it is, which was the problem that Uzziah had, and it cuts to anybody. It could be a minister. It could come on a businessman. It could come on a housewife. Oh, that you feel that God has just so helped you. God has so blessed you. And you feel you are secure. And you can do anything that you want to do. Brother, you cannot do anything you want to do. Sister, you cannot do anything that you want to do. You do only what God wants you to do. If you want to be a Christian. Amen. This man got to a level because God had blessed him. As the prophet said, if you get to your, you could read 2 Corinthians, Chronicles 26. You could say how God has so blessed Uzziah. So blessed. Perhaps maybe it was even the one that built the church. Like some people today. The fact that you just like, I think the associate pastor had left, it was Friday, they were answering that one. That there were pastors today that are trying to turn the church to business. So they are having secession plan. So that when they leave, I'm not telling you denomination, message, their child will take over. And somebody has, is it messagical? If the Lord called the boy in the ministry, if he pleases God to bring him after the father is gone, that is the business of God. Shouldn't be you as the man doing the mathematics. Because when you do it, it will fail. Remember, people are watching. They will ask questions. Like I told the minister, I said the things that we are doing, whether we like it or not, people will ask questions. May God help us. Ministry is not all about money. It should be about the life of the people. Because we see a lot of things today in the ministry. I'm telling you, Malachi 4. Everybody wants to be a pastor. But you are saying it because you are a pastor now. If only you know the responsibility that goes with it. How I wish you run away from me, but I couldn't run. Because there are until when you pull your head inside, I can't go back. May God help us. People will ask questions. People are watching. Of course, they are watching me. And I'm also watching. For sure. May God help us. Perhaps we should be mindful. Don't you get to that point that you feel you can never be corrected? No matter who you are, you can be the one that built the church. Permit me. It's not I'm not being disrespectful. You might even be the archbishop. If there is a title like that. And they say, archbishop, you are wrong.
Bishop,
you should be able to say, I'm sorry. But when you say, do you know who I am? I am Bishop of Bishops. Oh, do you know this? And you want to tell me who are you? I can give back to you. I don't want that kind of people. Because we are watching. May God help us. I think it should be the way older people. There should be an influence on the younger people. We live in a day, I'm sorry to say, I don't think that is happening. The one thing that I'm very happy about, that this group, perhaps they might be the majority, God still have remnants. Yes. That are of good Christian quality. They have the right influence. We can look at them and say, oh no, these people, they still stand. They are still standing. We can take them for example. We can consult them. Just as you had the associate pastor say in the morning. Oh yes. When were they also pondered on that question? When they ask as a minister, if you go to seminary school and get certificates, associate pastor don't brother one of NYC. I tell you, nobody could talk again. Because now we the preacher. Yeah, we are the one that preaches. There is an abomination for a woman to wear trousers. But when it comes to you personally, that's when you know who you are. Oh, yes. Because of meat tickets, we want to bend the word of God. Like a minister also asked in another place. He said, my daughter is going to, you know, medical school and thing. He said, and they gave her a uniform. He said, can my daughter wear it? The man already know that that thing is wrong. But he's just looking for people that will support him. People are watching. Oh, sure. There are three kinds. Remember, there are three kinds. Whatever you are looking for, you will find. You want to wear chain? You can wear as much as you want to. You want to wear bead? Bead. And you know jewelry, because that's the one that we see again today. Even this one that we put on, some Christian group, they don't even believe it. But now you see messy believers. We put this one. You put another one, like four. Then which one? How many women are you married to? Because how will you tell a Christ apostolic person that your own faith is higher than his own? When he see you with four rings, what kind of an influence are you giving him? He see you with chain in your neck. Are you a chief priest? May God help us. And when you try to correct, they will tell you, you don't know more than I know. Remember, we had an example.
Uzziah.
Professor, we must be able to stand and take correction. Some of them won't do it. I have went to meetings. I have sat in auditoriums. And you get up. Some people come in. They sit down just for a few minutes. And if you say a word that they don't agree with, they find their level. If they don't find their level, if they are in the auditorium, they just lock up.
They go say, now one of them. They don't come again. One of those fanatics. No shit, no peace. They make the message too hard. I say, now only them go go ever. But that there is a standard. Oh sure, there is a standard. Because if we are not careful, they will mess up this message. And they are messing it up. Because we are seeing all kinds coming in today. I say, they say because Pastor So and So do like that. Is that what make it right? Pastor So and So allow his daughter to wear trousers. Is that what make it right? You better know where you are standing. May God help us. Influences. Abraham said, no. Somebody is watching. People in the church, they are watching you. People in your place of work, they are watching you. In your neighborhood, they are watching you. Your children, they are watching you. The way you treat your wife, the way you treat your husband, they are watching. You wife, that want to take your husband's place, remember, if you have a girl child, she's watching you. You are training her how to react if she has a husband tomorrow. You husband, the way you are treating your wife, remember, your boy is watching you. If there's a tomorrow, the same way you treated his mother, that's the way we treat his wife. Ministers, the church, they are watching us. Whatever standard we lay, they will take it as the standard. If somebody comes tomorrow and say, oh, this thing is wrong, he tried to correct it, they can fight him. They are watching. May God help us that the Bible, the message of the hour, will be our life, will be our standard in all that we do, in our living, in our talking, that it will be the message and the message alone. May God help us. Before we pray, Abraham said, Isaiah, look at Uzziah. So how God blessed him, and the man God lifted up because of pride, and he fell from that position until he went to leper's house. That was what made Isaiah to run to the church. Isaiah didn't say, I will wait until Wednesday. I believe this church door is always open. It is high time we start to teach people house cleaning. Especially you that say you want to receive the Holy Ghost. Baba say you don't rest. Just as you heard the associate pastor say, that is the attitude. If you want to receive the Holy Ghost, you be sincere with yourself. Be like Isaiah. Be sincere. Say, I am a liar. If you are a liar, if you are a fornicator, say, I am a fornicator. Don't deceive yourself. Pray until something happens. If you know that your house is not comfortable for you to pray, meet the officer. Nobody will disturb you when you come to church. Oh yes. You want to fast. You know when you are in the house, you hear shh. You might be tempted to go and eat. Come to the church. Nobody cooks food here. The doors are locked. By the time you stay here, start praying. You know that kind of prayer that you forget about anything. You forget about your house. You are not thinking of food. Something will happen.
But when you stay in your home, you say you need the Holy Ghost. I say, oh, the way pastor preaches today, it's me that they are talking about. How do you want to receive the Holy Ghost? You gossip, 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 Monday is gone. You enter Tuesday, the same thing. Oh, Wednesday, it's when I'm prayer meeting. Baba said, you dust your Bible. You never read it after Sunday. Because you are going to church on Wednesday, you carry it. We shouldn't read Bible only when we get to church. It should be an habit every day of our life. Apart from family altar, personally, read your Bible. May God help us. Shall we bow our head? Let's think on these things. The time is gone. Influences. Somebody is watching us. Somebody is watching me. Somebody is watching you. How are you influencing? You profess Christianity. And you leave something else. Remember, somebody will ask you a question. If they don't ask you, Baba say they could just be thinking, is this truly Christianity? You could be casting stumbling block in their way. It's another opportunity that you just reflect on your life. I reflect on my life. And I ask God, what kind of an influence am I portraying in the church? If I am a professor, how am I influencing young people to be a Christian professor? If I'm a doctor academically, or by medical line, how am I influencing young people to be a Christian medical person? If you're a teacher professionally, how are you influencing others to be a Christian teacher? Whatever field we find ourselves, just think on it. Because somebody is watching us. You want to be remembered in prayer. Housewife. Wives. Husband. Remember the prophet said our children are watching us. Way that we set our life. If there's a tomorrow, that's the way they will also set their own life. That's the way they will run their own home. And you know you are not doing it right. Young people, in your school, are you reflecting Christ? You want to be remembered. The prayer. While OS are bow, and all eyes are closed, you can just make your request known to God. It's a hand over to the association.
Shall we pray? Our gracious Heavenly Father, we are grateful unto you for this privilege to sit again and hear your word spoken unto us, Lord, about this message, influence. Thank you for the portion that we have covered on account of time. Lord, we are grateful unto you for every aspect, O God, that your word has gone through. We thank you, dear Lord Jesus, Lord, because we know there cannot be negative except there is positive first. There can't be counterfeit except there is the original. And that is the standard. and a departure from the standard, that is what causes your displeasure. We are grateful unto you, Lord, because your word is the standard. And Lord, you have also made your children that actually have your word in them to also be the standard. We thank you for godly examples. We thank you for godly influences. We bless your name for it. As many as your grace has worked upon, Lord, that by your grace they are reflecting you, both at home, in church, in their offices, in their schools, in their businesses, wherever they go. We thank you for them. We pray that your grace will be multiplied in their life, that there will be more reflection of you, O God. Lord, we want to ask for as many as are trusting you to touch their lives so that they can also be able to reflect you with godly influences. May you, O God, help your children, Lord, and touch your people, their Father, and give unto each one, O God, Lord, this encounter that you gave unto Isaiah, Lord, with you in the temple. Lord Jesus, we know anywhere you can fill with your spirit depending on the condition of our heart. The captain that met your prophet that wanted to go and hire the best hotel where he think you can receive the Holy Ghost, your prophet said it's possible right in the shooting gallery because the man was ready and the condition of his heart was also ready. Help us, dear Father, and be gracious unto every one of us. Lord, those that raise up their hand for one thing or the other, you are the only one that know exactly what they are looking unto you for. Lord, because each time your word goes, Lord, some will desire higher heights in you, some will desire, Lord, grace to be able to measure up to your word, some will desire deliverance, some will desire your mercy. Whatsoever each one is looking up unto you for, you are the only one that have the all-seeing eye. May you visit your people and grant unto each one the desires of their heart to the glory and the honor of your name. Your prophet said that what we have to answer for on the day of judgment is what we do in this life and also the influence that we have on people. Dear Lord, in both ways, may we not have to give an answer, dear Father. May your grace make us a true reflector of your word. Thank you, dear Father. Lord, may we not be a forgetful hearer. Make us, O God, to be hearers and doers of your word. Where we are corrected, give us grace to take correction. Dear Father, every instruction that proceeded out of your mouth, that is what your word says man has to live by. Help us to live by every iota of your word. Thank you, dear Father. Your servant you have used, your virtue has left him. Dear God, we pray you replenish him, lift up the horn of his ministry and that of the rest of your servants. Everywhere, Lord, you have made use of your servants today, Lord, to re-echo your word in sincerity. We pray you bless the effort, Lord. May you replenish your servants, Lord, and as many as you have used in one way or the other, Lord, to be part of the blessings to your children. O God, from the janitor, O God, Lord, to the officers, the people that use instruments, those that sound special, the interpreters, and every part that each one has played, sang leaders, may you visit each one and bless them in return. Thank you, Eternal Father. Those who need to call upon your name, O God, so that your blessing can come down for the services, may you not leave any of them unrewarded. Thank you, Father. This new week that we have just started, we leave ourselves in your hand. You are the only one that knows the end from the beginning. Lord, you know where Satan is hiding to try to throw one thing or the other across the path of your children. Dear Father, may you go before us, Lord. Every bottleneck of the enemy, may you cancel them, dear Father. May your presence abide with us. May your grace stand for us, dear Father. Give us good health this week, Father. Bless our undertakings. Bless the students. Bless the workers. Bless the business people, O God. The expectation of your children, may you bring them to manifestation. Grant the desires of our heart, Lord. We ask that you will heal the sick and the afflicted, Father. Thank you, righteous Father. If we are still here on Wednesday, bring us to your house again for further and blessing from you, O God. As we close, O God, going back to our home, you brought us safely. May you take us back home safely. Your servants that went to Bakata, bring them back safely, Lord. Thank you, Eternal Father. Your servant did the mission fee. May you be with him further. Be his strength, dear God. Bless his effort also, Father. Blessed be your wonderful name. We are grateful and we are thankful unto you. May your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we pray with faith and thanksgiving. Amen. Praise be to God. The Lord bless you. We thank the Lord for the privilege to be in church today and to receive blessings from Him. And if we are still here by Wednesday, we are trusting you will gather us again for more of His blessings. God bless you richly. Shall we rise? Somebody said he will see me. I met the person about, I think, last week.
Say we see me.
He was even saying whether that day itself. Up to now. That promise is still in the future. May the Lord be our wife. My hope is built.